Distilling the compounds that count. You're listening to Chemistry in its Element, brought to you by Chemistry World magazine.
This week, the compound bringing some colour and oxygen into our bloodstream. Here's Brian Clegg.
If you play word association starting from blood, it won't be long before red comes up. Blood's deep red hue is probably its most distinctive characteristic. Look closer at the red fluid that seeps from a wound under a microscope, and you'll see that the red coloration comes from tiny objects shaped like dried apricots, each a single cell that typically passes around your body every 20 seconds during its four-month lifespan. And these red blood cells owe their coloration to the compound hemoglobin. This is, in effect, a nickname for this essential protein. Until the 1860s, it would have been referred to as hematoglobulin, a name that combines the Greek for blood, hema, and the idea of a globule. It's a little blood blob. Hemoglobin is not unique to humans. In fact, every vertebrate, apart from fish, makes use of this tangled molecule as a vehicle to carry oxygen around the body and to transport back carbon dioxide to be expelled. It's the body's equivalent of a gas tanker. Compared to most cells in a human body, red blood cells are very simple. They have no nucleus nor any DNA. In fact, remove the water and over 95% of what's left is hemoglobin. These are cells with a very clear mission. Each hemoglobin molecule in a mammal can carry four molecules of oxygen around the body. The compound was discovered in 1840 by Friedrich Ludwig Hünefeld by pressing the blood of an earthworm between two glass slides and allowing it to dry and crystallise, while its role as a carrier of oxygen was suggested by the French physiologist Claude Bernard around 1870. Like many proteins, hemoglobin's structure was too complex to determine until X-ray crystallography made it possible. The details were discovered by Max Perutz in 1959, shortly after the publication of the structure of DNA. In human hemoglobin, there are four major units, each containing a smaller but highly significant motif called a heme group. This group contains a single iron atom, held in the centre of a square described by four nitrogen atoms, and exists at the heart of an array of organic rings called a porphyrin. It is this iron that binds oxygen and allows hemoglobin to do its job. The iron in hemoglobin is often thought to account for the distinctive red coloration of our blood, in the same way that iron oxide gives rust its colour. As it happens, here the iron content is just a coincidence. The red coloration, in fact, comes from the porphyrin. The word porphyrin derives from a Greek word for a reddish purple. Just how red the hemoglobin is depends on whether there's oxygen bound to it. When there is oxygen present, it changes the shape of the porphyrin, making the colour a brighter red. For that matter, not every red liquid that oozes from flesh is coloured by hemoglobin. The red hue of raw meat and the thin red liquid that oozes from it, which we often call blood but isn't, is coloured by myoglobin, a simpler molecule with just a single iron atom that is used to store oxygen rather than to transport it around the body. Although hemoglobin does the job of carrying oxygen well, it is susceptible to some threats. Carbon monoxide, for instance, is a colourless, odourless gas that binds even better to the iron in hemoglobin than does oxygen. In fact, it's preferred to such an extent that it only takes a relatively small amount of carbon monoxide in the atmosphere to block off enough of the hemoglobin to render someone unconscious and to cause asphyxiation, which is why carbon monoxide leaking from faulty appliances can be such a deadly danger. Fetal hemoglobin is subtly different from the adult form, with a better ability to grab onto oxygen than the molecule present in adults. This is because the fetus gets its oxygen from the placenta, and by the time blood gets there, the mother's body will have taken much of the oxygen for itself. Fetal hemoglobin, therefore, has to be particularly good at getting hold of oxygen to compete with the mother's needs. There are also different forms of hemoglobin that can cause illness. Sickle cell anemia, for example, is caused by an abnormal hemoglobin structure, which reduces the oxygen carried in the red blood cell and alters its shape to the distinctive crescent moon form. Hemoglobin, then, plays an essential role in our respiratory system, providing the transport for the oxygen that will be used in the slow burn of the chemical reactions, releasing energy to power our muscles. It's the trucker of the bloodstream in its convoys of red blood cells, each molecule making up to 3 deliveries a minute to keep you and me moving on down the road.
So in its many forms, we all have hemoglobin to thank for the energy that gets us through the day. That was Brian Clegg with the oxygenating chemistry of hemoglobin. Now, next week, prepare for some explosions.
When a compound is best known by an acronym, that usually means bad news. Just think of DDT, the insecticide, or GHB, which is best known as a date rape drug. And then there is TNT, whose chemical name is 2,4-6-trinitrotoluene. TNT had several advantages over other explosives. Although it is not as strong an explosive as picric acid, it was much safer to handle and harder to detonate. Because of its melting point of only 80 degrees, it became possible to fill shells safely with molten TNT. The German military started using TNT as their standard explosive in 1902, whilst the British stuck with picric acid, a choice with unfortunate consequences.
And you can find out the more fortunate consequences and advantages of using the compound TNT by joining Simon Cotton in next week's Chemistry in Its Element. Until then, thank you for listening. I'm Meera Senthilingam.
Chemistry in Its Element comes to you from Chemistry World, the magazine of the Royal Society of Chemistry, and is produced by thenakedscientists.com. There are more compounds that count on our website at chemistryworld.org/compounds.